All right, meeting is called to order. All rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, remind me of that. I don't...
We have a quorum.
I don't have hair. That's my hair setting.
First item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes from the March 18th meeting. I did get your note about the change. Wrong mic.
Oh,
so
yes.
I made that correction.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay.
There's only two.
Okay. I approve. I move to approve the meeting minutes from last month.
Second.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Board reports. I don't have anything this month. Treasurer?
Okay. We started with $400,520.65. We earned $1,268.36 in interest. We had $74,907.77 clear the bank. We deposited an additional $1,450 and ended up with $328,331.24. And we did, I did send a note to the auditors and said we would, you know, we were going to use them again, even though they raised, I don't even know how to find another auditor. Who do you guys use? Or do you probably don't have to get audited?
We never get audited.
Okay.
We ain't even got close to your guys' budget.
We have to get audited every year. So, and then the insurance, they're going to go ahead and cover us for everything, and we need to get together. I told her some of this that needs taken off and that we were going to try to sell, and she said just let them know and they'll take it off as we sell the items.
Yep.
Okay.
And then what are we doing? Is that going on purple wave, or have you just said?
We have. That's why it's up today. We have to vote on that, and then
the direction we go to.
Yeah. Have you looked into that? I know Michael always did that.
Purple wave?
No, not purple wave. We have to let the township, or we have to let it be out there known, and if somebody wants to make a bid on it.
Right.
Oh, there's an RFP? Request for proposal? Where you open up to bids?
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Yeah.
Insurance?
Hey,
no,
should we word it open bidding for this equipment?
For the equipment. Okay.
There's a rule, a government rule somewhere in there that...
Okay. We can't just go approach a buyer.
Everybody
has to have a chance. Yes. Okay.
And
do you really have to put it up for the township?
I think you have to put it in the paper. It has to be in there for 2 weeks before we sell it.
Right.
Outright.
So are you guys going to put a price on it? I'm wondering, because we sold the truck in our township, and we just put it out there on Purple Wave and just sold it.
Right, that's what...
But we didn't put it out before the township. I don't know if we did any legal...
You know what? I'll call Michael.
Okay. Right.
And I can take a look at the statutes and see if it says it has to be in the paper, or if, you know, Facebook or Craigslist would be fine. Yeah.
Okay.
I think if we just put it out there that we're getting rid of it, and if anybody has questions.
But when we sell it, that was the one thing I did talk to the insurance.
Okay.
So That's all I have.
All right. With the vouchers, did you see what I was saying with the propane charge?
I called them.
Okay.
Because it was very messed up. They had problems with their, because I looked back, we had already paid that.
Okay.
They had problems. They changed their billing system, so they were behind like 4 months.
Oh.
So,
but I caught it.
Yeah. But I caught it, so it was fine.
Okay.
So that's the amount.
Well, then I'm good. I move to approve the vouchers.
I second it.
Second. Okay. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Now let's, on this overseer's report, Randy, let's get this all figured out. You're still in there. We're taking the
road manager?
How do we,
Road manager?
The overseer's position, the board took over.
Okay.
It's taking the heat off of you and the responsibilities on us because the complaints that were coming in. You're still getting paid the same.
Right.
So you still do the same thing. We're just taking the responsibility of the overseers, the board, right?
You're taking the complaint calls?
What's that?
Yes.
You're taking the complaint calls?
Yes.
I mean, you try to work them out prior to going to him?
Right. And that's, you're still getting paid the same. And so, because of things that's been going on, I haven't gone out to, can you explain the roads that you graded and stuff?
Yeah, I've graded this side from 150th over the last rain. Probably do the other side in the next rain, because it dried out too fast. And then we've been patching and started asphalt. What I need to know is, how much are you guys going to spend on chip seal?
Do we have a bid from them yet?
Well,
did they give us any?
Go ahead.
What Mike said, put it out there, how many miles are you going to chip seal? And I thought that meant new roads that we were chip sealing. I didn't know that we were going to re-chip seal existing roads that's already chip sealed. You know, for the 4 years later, we re-chip seal it. And that's where I had Randy get with Mike and Joe.
Yeah.
And Mike said that we could put out there, I could say 5 miles and we could do 3. Like, wants to put it in there so he can lock in on the price of oil.
Right. And I was wondering how much you guys wanted to spend, because like on 170th between Prairie Creek and across the railroad tracks around the curve, where we did it, me and Robert did it years ago, it's starting to come apart. Now the base is still good. You know, I rebuilt, the base was mine. And it's still good, but this top is coming off. So I'm gonna come in there and chip seal it. But that probably needs two
layers. A double chip seal, 38,000 a mile.
For that. Now from once.
But SEMA has to, they need to do some of that.
Once they get the, I figured by the time they get down, the railroad tracks will be done. I'm hoping.
I'll bet they're not done this year.
Well, they're putting in the crossings.
Right. But once they...
Yeah, I've watched that go forever before they get the rails and the ballast.
Yeah, because those crossings are buried, so they've got to redo them.
Right.
What
they're going to do is they're coming, is that machine, pick it up and shove rock underneath it. But we won't do that if they're not done. But I still, you know, I made that chip seal machine where we go ahead and fix what we got. But I'm thinking that if they are done, we need two layers. But on 160th, between
171st
and the,
yeah,
the station,
yeah,
I just think we only need one layer. One,
right.
Layer. One time.
And
if you want to go ahead and do Chris's, he's got two spots I need to fix on Chris's, and we could go from there to the railroad tracks if you wanted to.
You're talking about from Michael Seeds is south.
No, he's
no,
talking about 160th.
Oh, 160th. At that.
The
okay.
road you go yeah. down.
Right.
But the one from Butler Road or Rose Hill Road to Prairie Creek is, it's how many years old now?
It's old.
Yeah.
And that was part of the detour and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, what
is
I want to do...
Is it going to be part of the detour?
Well, just, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Be
no,
careful with this.
It's not.
Well...
It's not going to be part of the detour. What it's going to be, the detour that the county's going to fix up is 170th to Prairie Creek.
Wait.
And across your bridge, that mile that Chris did...
Uh-huh.
They're going to fix that.
Yep.
And they're going to do the next mile. That's the only three they're going
to
do. That's
so they're going to go clear up to 150th then?
150th,
so,
and then turn, and that's the way it's going to go.
And, you know, the way that detour will work, no people will be turning. Well, that road's closed, though, if
yeah,
they
the
take
160th. Closed, so they've got to take that.
160th right. will be closed?
Well,
no,
you can't go into town.
You won't be able to get to Butler Road.
Okay.
But it'll still be open from Prairie Creek.
Right.
West.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll have to come up Prairie Creek to go to the green waste and all that.
Yeah.
Right.
That'll be like an interstate.
So, you're right. The county is going to be taking care of Chris's mess.
That's a blessing.
Right.
And they'll do the next mile. And what I want to chip seal is from 150th.
North.
North and around the old deal. And that
the
and
old
one,
detour.
Prairie Creek needs one. It's got about four places that's going to have to be dug up and redone before I can even do that. But I've got them all patched. I just haven't got them done fixed.
And we got a hold of that.
And when they
McCullough.
That was a detour
we
when
sent
they
them that.
The traffic
yes.
beat them down.
Okay.
Butler County just came in with truckloads of asphalt and spread it out and rolled it in.
Now Joe's saying, you can't do that, but
oh.
I know exactly what he's, you know, if you're gonna do it right, you gotta go in there and get the base back up and put the base back down, and I'll put one four and then 3 inch and then some fines, just like I did on them other holes.
Okay.
And get it all built up.
So
and
do
packed
we,
in.
Do we have to come up with how many miles of chip seal?
So is a double two?
Well, that's what I want to find out, is how much you want to spend. If you want to spend $140,000,
that's what
get.
I was at 120 at least for N.
So we could, so that's what? One, two, and that's only one deal, so that's $40,000 to do that one. And
I'm gonna another. I'm going to say vote on it because I got extra money from this FEMA yeah. and the we got rock from SEMA that we're still going to have
much,
in the budget that
how
we're
much
not buying.
Did they allow us?
Did it come up to 4,500 tons? And they started out, they didn't even want to give us
so
25 tons 40. Or 2,500 ton, and we've used half of it.
We might have.
Last report I heard, it was about half.
I did call him, and he said I could put it anywhere I wanted to. Just get to 47,000 or more.
What is that? Like, is that the inch and a half that you got?
Yeah.
So it's about.
So, that's money that we don't have to spend on rock.
So that's about 49,000.
Uh huh. So, we're covered if we go 144 or 150 for the chip seal stuff.
Yeah. I say let's, I mean, it has to be.
So did we vote on this?
Oh, you know what? We're not even in the board discussion
Okay.
yet. Let's go.
Well, we got it ready
for. That was
for
in the overseer's report. Okay. Trustee.
Okay. We've kind of covered a lot. Randy's, I told him from now until they start doing the chip seal, we need to be patching all these bad spots. And he's been working on the oil machine that sprays the oil out and getting everything ready for it. And
they look good, the patches I've seen.
Hey, what's that over there by Fisher's place? Did you spray the oil down or?
No, what I did is I just patched the edges, and then I'm going to come in on top of that. Actually, I've got a crown in that road, and I had where they wore on the edges of that patch that I put in a long time ago.
Right.
So now I'm just going to come in and spray that oil over the top.
And seal it.
Chip seal over.
Right.
It's smoother than I thought it
right.
would be, because I can't dodge it when I have my truck and trailer, and I thought, ugh.
Right.
And it wasn't bad.
And that's patchwork or patch material?
That's some good stuff. I really.
And can, like, those places that are all crumbled out, can we just take that out? That the ground hasn't sunk there yet. It's just the chip seals come loose. The crust busted on it. Can you put oil on it and put that patch
yeah,
material?
Like that one on 170 of all those?
Uh huh.
That's all it is. It's more that inch, half inch of.
Chip seal.
It's come off, and that's all going to be.
Put oil on it, and then put the patch over the top of it.
Chip seal right over the top of it. And that ought to hold it till they come over and
re-chip
seal
right.
everything.
I've
got to get all that done before
I'm with
they
that.
Will do it. And then I'll go ask Joe. I'll say, Joe, can I, what he thinks about how much he wants. It shouldn't take one or two passes. But I'm pretty much sure that he'll just probably put two passes on that. One on the rest.
Yep.
Unless you want to, do you want to do Chris's road on in front of you?
Yeah, that's part of it.
You
want
to
I
go
mean,
from there to the railroad tracks?
I want it fixed.
How can you fix it?
Well, he's only got two actually soft spots. He's got a whole bunch of.
And then
can
the
they,
shoulder.
Can they change that crown at all? When they can't change that, can they? Okay.
That's not as bad
not
as my road.
Really?
Unless you really spend.
Okay, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, we could come in and put an asphalt over there.
So should we just patch her spots in her road? And?
Yeah, there's two spots right in front of Jack's around the corner there that's got some soft spots. It's actually the only two really soft spots in that road. And patch that one where they come out of the SEMA.
Right.
Tore up, which I've already patched it, but it's. Roughing a cob.
And
they'll probably be tore up.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
Because they're doing some work at Jack's right now.
Yeah.
Smoothing that out from.
And we haven't had any rain. Like, them shoulders are going to pot real quick if we start getting heavy rains running off the edges of her road.
Or across that ribbon to get to it.
Right. That's. Kind of what I wanted to
do. You guys want to go to clear the railroad tracks?
Let's say yes, but I say if that road falls apart, if we do get, you know, our spring showers this year, we're going to have to gauge it.
Right.
Whether you have to go in and fix
okay,
shoulders or.
What I'll do is I'll fix that last. Because
okay.
actually, I'm kind of afraid to get.
Well, like you said, we can say yes and then take it off.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And that's like what Mike said, too. You can say hi and then.
I mean, if the road's falling apart, there's no sense in taking care of it. But if it's going to hold up, then yes.
And that's all I had for the trustee's report.
Next item, board discussion number one, discuss increasing Jeff Johnson's pay.
Yes, And Jeff is down at, I think, is it 21 or?
Yes.
And I'd like to increase that. You know.
Do you have a number in
22.
Mind?
24, 25.
That's too high.
Okay.
Why don't you just give us all 4% raise or 5% raise?
Well, I looked into some of the township's pay.
Jeff's the one I'm worried about, though. I don't want him to.
Well,
he's low for everything he covers. And I.
What did you find with other townships?
Almost everybody, the road grader people, are $20.
We're paying hard at 25, plus the insurance plus the bridge manager. Plus insurance and retirement. And we gave them a 5% raise.
They got a lot of money down there.
No, we don't.
A 5% raise for him would be $1.05. So that would be $22.05.
$22.50?
Yeah.
You can always raise it again.
Yeah, okay.
You can't go back down.
Yep.
Yep.
Are you gonna give us all a 5% raise?
I thought we already talked about that.
But that's it, I'm working for that. Of course, I go to work for that.
You get bonuses.
I'm getting bonuses.
Didn't we give bonuses this year?
Yeah.
$1,000 or something. That's more than 5%.
That's one 5% raise.
Okay, and then drop the bonus.
You gotta drop it for everybody.
No, just you're the one that wants it. You're getting paid the big bucks, though.
I don't care. I've done everything you've asked of me. And then some. I did your chip seal, did your trees. Took care of you. I'll take care of me and I'll take care of you.
You did a good job on potting much hole of county line. Got a little hole.
Yeah. That is a good route.
What are the numbers saying?
That would be a 4% raise would be $2,200 more.
A year?
Mm-hmm. Oh. But the thing with Jeff, he's just part-time. He doesn't get paid holidays. He doesn't get paid sick leave. That's the other reason I wanted to give him a bump up is they're all, Randy's, you're the only full-time employee. Jeff.
And I'm the one that's doing all the work.
Well, Jeff's be Jeff, working there too.
What's Jeff doing right now?
I don't know. What is he doing? I had some problems with at home that I didn't get to check in with anybody. But I'm feeling better about the dog. She's in a better place.
Maybe we can put it on the agenda for next month.
I guess.
Yep. Would we need to vote to increase Jeff's pay?
Yes.
You're not gonna give me a raise?
We're putting it on the
Yeah, how many months are you going to put it back?
I figure next month.
Till next month, then.
And then you're gonna say no.
You're gonna check the budget, right?
And you want me to do all this work, take care of you guys, and you're gonna say no.
Well, should we hire a road overseer and drop him down to $20 an hour?
Or just fire him?
No. Is that an option?
Anything is an option.
Right.
But.
We have to table it.
Okay. All right, we've kind of talked about the items for sale already. Carol's emailed a more complete list, including spreader, boom mower. So we'll check with Kansas Statutes and Michael Seeds on rules for selling those.
Right.
And proceed. Do we need to vote on selling any of these items?
Yes, I vote.
Yeah.
I make a motion we get rid of the equipment.
Yep.
That we are not using.
Yep, I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. All right, you'd mentioned earlier we were going to vote on chip sealing.
Yes.
Yes. And how many miles was that? Or $150 worth of chip sealing?
$150,000.
Yes.
All right. I move that we set aside 150.
Sorry about that.
It's okay.
Or maybe a watch.
Is that what? What'd you say?
I move that we earmark $150,000 for chip sealing roads.
Second.
Recovering or resurfacing the chip sealed roads.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
I second.
Okay. Anything else from the board?
I don't have anything else.
Okay. I do. I move that we adopt a resolution that no contracts can be entered into without full board approval, and that contracts which are entered into without full board approval are not binding.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
We can do the auditing board stuff next time. That's all I have. Citizen discussion?
Last month you talked about the stuff that they were using on 130th and County Line, the material.
Yeah.
Is that something that you're still talking about?
I've been over that. Did you ever go over that? Over there and look at that?
It's not a real big area.
No.
It's an intersection.
I don't know that that's going to cut down on dust and stuff.
Oh, it's just cutting down on the potholes. It goes when you go off the blacktop down into the dirt.
Yeah.
You know, it looks like it's a millions.
It was a spatial in E5 or I forget what all he said it was. Jeff Johnson that works for us. He's told us what they put on that, and he was kind of impressed.
Mm-hmm. You see what he's talking about?
Yeah.
Dirt.
Where the pavement ends on 31st or 130th, they have that, the pavement keeps breaking off,
right.
And then they have a big pothole there. So they put that in there to, I guess, to hopefully keep that from happening.
Did it work?
But
it has so far,
it has
pretty
a little,
much.
Mostly. But it's starting to get to where there's a drop off.
Yeah.
Well, it just needs to be graded. we put back up there.
So if we did something like that, is that going to be something that has to be graded all the time?
I wouldn't think so. I think if once we you put get it down, down there and pack it down, you know, I think it's going to be fine for a while until somebody comes up there and starts doing donuts around your side.
Which that does happen. Because
you ever see those people donut?
Oh, I walk out the road and they slow down with text on them, so.
You know, the sheriff said if you get pictures of them, and I've already caught the kid with the four-wheeler and the motorcycle. I stopped them and I told them. I said, all we have to do is get a picture of you guys. We already have pictures of the damage you've already done. And it's going into a serious, it's criminal damage, which is more than a misdemeanor. Serious charge against them. Once they get that in their head, they'll stop doing that. That kid wears a helmet so we can't identify him. Because I asked him, I said, are you under 16? He goes, no. I said, well, I see you're wearing a helmet, and I know if you're under 16 yet. Or 16 and under, you have to wear a helmet. He said, I don't want nobody to know who I am. That's a kid on the motorcycle.
You know, so
he comes through all the time, that low water crossing. And I just happened to be out there at the end of the drive, you know, and I stopped him.
On that stuff that's at that intersection, is that something that we could do cheaper than, did we figure out that was going to be as expensive as chip seal? Or would that be something we could do on the roads?
What the county's is doing with Jeff.
Yeah, he's got, that's got millings,
dirt,
maybe three, change. This is just a junk pile that they've got in their yard that they take out of. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that 158, what was that stuff that you put on all the potholes? You took a load of something up there. 150 off Prairie Creek.
How's that milling up there?
It looks like it's dirty. Got dirt in it?
Yeah. Well, that's right. That's all it is. I mean, it's that milling's there.
Oh.
But it held.
Right. And the other end, Scott, did you get up to do the other end where it comes out? It's like the long crater up there.
Mm-hmm.
153rd.
You know, if you would think about it, you would chip seal 140th to 130th.
No, we did.
130th back, cut about the road, and then 140th back about the road. You wouldn't have anything else to do on those roads, feather close, clean snow. But it's just an observation.
Which roads?
It's
one
between the
county line.
County line road. 150 is 47th Street, which is already done. Past 47th, I believe it's the other
Gibson Township.
But this would be back to the north, just 2 miles. 1 mile. Yeah, 1 mile, really. 2 miles, really. 1 mile. If you hit 2 miles, you'll go all the way over to Pawnee.
Right. Mm. Do we have both those miles? We only have one of them, and Sedgwick has the other.
Are you talking about going north?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have it all the way to Pawnee.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
And then all the people live on Sedgwick County side, though.
Yeah. Big houses over there. Right?
That's what's...
Well, there's one house on the east side.
But anyway, it's just a thought, you know, you wouldn't have to do any more work at all. Grading anyways, you know.
In a section he's talking about.
What this chip seal's turning into is a major job just to keep, we got 11 miles of chip seal now, and it's gonna be quite a job just to keep that maintained.
Oh yeah, keep it open, so yeah.
And it's not cheap.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. That would be nice to have that chip sealed the county line, because everybody's blasting down that road 60 mile an hour. But nobody lives on. I don't know if we get any revenue from Butler County with their pole yard and solar farm. That's the only thing on that road that's a resident. Well, until you get closer to 150.
The county line.
County line. There's a few houses.
Well, there's also that one section just across, just south of the solar farm. So who knows what's coming around there? Maybe it's more farming, maybe not. Just a thought.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? If not, we will adjourn. 7:00.